USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The police chief in Collierville, Tennessee, is saying it may be the deadliest incident the town has seen in many years. One person is dead and 14 hurt when a gunman opened fire at a Kroger supermarket in the suburb of Memphis. The suspected shooter is also dead, from what police say appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Brignotta Dickerson works at the store. She said she and her co-workers were chased by the gunman.
Kept on shooting. He shot one of my co-workers in the head. And then shot one of the customers in the stomach.
An independent CDC advisory panel has voted to recommend booster doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 shot for people 65 and older, also residents of long-term care facilities, and any people with underlying medical conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The Department of Defense was on Capitol Hill. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Senators held a closed-door briefing Wednesday with three DOD officials about the Afghanistan debacle. Republican Senator Joni Ernst with the Senate Armed Services Committee tells Fox News DOD officials were playing games with the senators.
We had a closed-door briefing from three DOD officials, one of them being the DOD policy chief, civilian Colin Call. He was very, very dismissive of our senators and their questions. He gave immature responses and very simple things. A number of them surrounding the Afghan nationals that were evacuated, the numbers of those evacuees, and the security questions and concerns surrounding those evacuees. He could not answer those questions. He could not respond to any questions we asked about the threat assessments on the ground in Afghanistan.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
An arrest warrant is out for missing Florida man Brian Laundrie. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
He hasn't been seen in more than a week after his fiancée, Gabby Petito, turned up dead on Sunday. The two were on a cross-country road trip last month when Brian returned home to Northport, Florida, alone. Wednesday, a federal grand jury in Wyoming indicted Laundrie on charges he used her credit card following her disappearance. The FBI, along with multiple law enforcement agencies, continue to search for Laundrie as he remains a person of interest in Petito's homicide investigation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The chair of NASA's independent safety panel blasted Congress for not designating a federal agency to spearhead space traffic management. Chairwoman Patricia Sanders, a former Department of Defense senior executive and NASA's safety and advisory panel, has called on Congress to increase oversight of growing space traffic for years, but to no avail. Congressman Don Beyer from Virginia, chairman of the House Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee, said that he and others in Congress are working on the issue. Beyer told United Press International, "They're right. This has to be done quickly because we're going to see a lot more traffic soon. We are scheduled to take this up in October, and the hope is that we will have a bill by the end of the year." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.